time of desperation.
Worship team, that was awesome, man. You know, today I just want to start out reading a verse out of Job. It's one of my favorite verses. It's a little obscure verse in there, but I'm always reminded of this verse during a thunderstorm. In chapter 26, Job talks about the strength, the power, the might of God Almighty. And then he closes this thing out after talking about all the amazing stuff that God does, including thunder and lightning and stuff. He says this: "Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways, and how small a whisper we hear of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand?" And so it's like thunder and lightning put people in perspective, right? When it starts thundering and lightning and blowing rain like today, we really feel small. At least I do. It's like, man, I got no control over this. God, what are you going to do today? I've never even seen a hurricane or something like that. But Job says, when we see all this stuff happening in the atmosphere, that's still just like a whisper of what could be the true thunder of God's voice and His power in our lives. So today, I'm just praying that God's going to touch each one of us and encourage us. Just touch us spirit to spirit. Lord, as we start today's service, I just pray that the reality of that song we just sang would be the reality in our lives, in our hearts, and in our spirits. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe in the resurrection. We believe in you, Lord Jesus. And Holy Spirit, would you please speak to us today, each and every one of us today. Would you speak your life and your love to us, spirit to spirit, in Jesus' name. Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. I just want to remind everybody about our Thursday meetings. We meet together at 6 o'clock. Everybody brings their own meal, and we, weather permitting, we just sit outside in the shade, and we kind of share a meal and pray together and just kind of get caught up in people's lives, and then I'll share a little bit from the Word, and it's just a good time. It's a great chance to reconnect and just kind of stay connected to the body of Christ and have someone pray for you if you need prayer and that kind of stuff. So I just want to invite you, and feel free to invite any of your friends or relatives to it, too. It's a great time just to get caught up and reconnect. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. You're so good to us all the time, Father. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for our health. Thank you, Lord, for our families. Thank you, Lord, for our jobs. Thank you, Lord, most of all, that we can come in here on Sunday morning and we can focus our heart, focus our mind on you, that we can praise you. We can sing any song we want today, Lord. I can preach any sermon I want today, Lord, in the freedom that we have. And we just want to say thank you, God. We don't take it for granted. There's whole nations that you can't do either one of those things. There's places in America right now where governors and mayors have ordered the church to not meet, have ordered the church that if you're going to meet, don't sing praises. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you that we have the freedom to come in here and just love you completely. Would you guide us and direct us today so we can just forget about what's outside this building, forget about last week and next week, that for this hour, Lord, we can focus on you and just truly be refreshed in the Lord. Father, thank you for this offering. Again, we just want to say thank you. It's you that give us our jobs, and then give us the strength to work our jobs. So we just say thank you for what you've given us, and we give back to you, Lord. And I ask your blessing on every single giver today. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, you can come on back up after the baskets pass by you.
Jeanette's going to start out with some verses with us for us today. Will you please stand while she reads the word?
Good morning. The verse I'm reading today, it's been on my mind while we were all praying worship. When we come here in the morning, the worship team prays together. And it's from Psalms 139, and it's amazing how he prays the preciousness of God, and then he goes right into warfare. And it's like, I just want to encourage us that we can do that too, that we have a powerful God that fights against the enemy, and he is much stronger. So these are the scriptures from Psalm 139, verses 17 to 19. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, you, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. And as we go into this song talking about the devil not treading on us, let's keep this in mind, that we are fighting a real enemy. And in our country right now, we're even seeing it, that the freedoms that we have taken for granted are now being threatened. And we know that it comes from the wicked one. So let's sing this song with all fervor.
Better. Boy, what a minor makes, doesn't it? Oh, that's so bright. Ooh, don't tread on me. You hear that?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, here we go. We'll get it right.
Oh, no. You've done it now. Gone against the king. Gone against the king.
Amen.
And it brought me to tears. to know she's standing in faith. She's standing for a God who will not fail. Let's get that inside of our spirit. Let's proclaim his victory. Proclaim his victory over Satan.
Amen.
You know, everything looks horrible, what's happening out there right now, but God knows what's happening.
Amen.
He has it all under control.
Yep.
And especially for a believer to have that faith, to stay calm in the fear, to stay planted and firm in the fear. Let's sing this again and lift your voice to him. Take, if your spirit is a 100-pound spirit right now, I pray that God makes your spirit like a 200-pound spirit. Let's take that power that God has given us and proclaim it.
Done it now. Gone against the king. Gone against the ground. I said, oh no, you've done it now. Time to feel the fire. Rumors spreading all around. How could you think he would stay down? Said rumors spreading all around. Nothing but a liar.
Underneath my feet, you are my sword and shield. No trouble.
troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? Shall I fear?
I know
who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
My strength is in your name, for you alone can say you will deliver me. Yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear?
Whom shall I fear?
I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine.
I love you, Lord, and your mercy.
Jesus is running after us, running after me. Your goodness is running after us, running after me. My life laid down and surrendered now. I give you everything. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful. We're thankful through and through, Lord. You have been faithful to us all our lives. You're always right here with us. We have known you as a faithful Father. We've known you as our best friend. Lord, it's a joy and a delight to be in the house of the Lord, to be in this big old building here, Lord, together as the body of Christ. So together, we can do what none of us can do by ourselves. Together as the body of Christ, we can lift up praises to you. We can glorify you. We can declare who you are to this world, to this state, to this community, to us right here, Lord. And we're so grateful, Lord, that you are a personal God, that you speak to us one-on-one, that you do amazing things with us from Sunday afternoon all the way through the week to Sunday morning. And, Lord, we're so grateful that we're part of a body, that together we can be more than we are alone. Together we can worship you. We can hear your word. We can pray for each other. We can be encouraged. Because, Lord, we really do know. You're the one that said it first. Together we're stronger. And, Lord, it's really true. Spirit to spirit, the body of Christ, worshiping the King, we are stronger together. Thank you, Lord. Today, as I talk about your word, as I go into things, Lord, would you please speak to every person spirit to spirit? Would you speak to them the things that are on your heart for them? Would you interpret and translate my words so that there are absolutely your words speaking to their life? Would you do that, Lord? I ask this in Jesus' name. And everyone agreed, saying, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was wonderful. Man.